Okay, hello everybody. Hope you're all keeping very, very well. And welcome to this month's live training for Ultimate Success Club members. Just check to make sure on my little monitor computer here, on my little laptop, it seems that the sound is working and the video is working. So I think we're all ready to start, more or less. I just need to open a couple of things here. And then you can see my ugly mugshot in a moment. 1 second, actually, I'm going to switch on video. I'm going to, 1 second, just make sure everything's set up because the system I'm using, it's changed. I use a system called Webinar Jam to deliver live trainings, and it's changed slightly. It's changed slightly. Let me just, okay, I'm going to get rid of the slide, stop slide presentation. Hey, hello. So welcome to this month's live session. 1 second, I got two identical documents open here. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. So yeah, lots of great content lined up today. Lots of really life-altering stuff. Life-altering stuff. Because as you've probably seen, the title of today's session is How to Double Your Energy and Mind Power. Think about it. If you double the amount of energy, think of what you could get done that you're not currently doing now. If you're feeling really sluggish and you're dragging yourself around, or your health isn't great, think of how much that's holding you back. So what if you could have twice as much energy? And if you were twice as mentally agile, if your mind was operating really effectively and efficiently and fast, well, I mean, there have been times in my own life where I've been all fired up, full of energy, and my brain has been working on peak efficiency. I've been taking lots of nutrition and doing lots of exercise. And my goodness, it's amazing how much you can achieve in very short periods of time. But other times in my life, when I've been a lot more sluggish, I'm not thinking as clearly. I'm mentally sluggish or a mental brain fog. Oh my goodness, it holds everything back. So, I have a question for you. In fact, let me just see if I can see your answers. Yes, I can. Let me just do an update. As I said, this system is new. Webinar Jam is completely updated. So, I'm still getting familiar with the updated system, but it seems to be pretty good and quite familiar. Quite familiar. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much energy have you had over the past month? If you have lots of energy, if you've had lots of energy over the past month, give yourself a high rating, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you've been low in energy, give yourself a lower rating, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or whatever. So I'm just going to look at people's responses here. 7, 9, 3. Okay. Another 7, 5, 9, 4. Okay, that's all sorts of different responses there. So look, in today's training, I'm going to help you to literally double your energy. Literally double your energy. And this could have enormous effects on all areas of your life. Another question before we get started, because in a moment I'm going to go in front of the video camera, the main video camera with my clicker, and do the main presentation there. So, excuse me, another question. On a scale of 1 to 10 again, how mentally agile are you most of the time? In other words, are you very quick thinking most of the time, or do you experience a lot of brain flop, frot, bleh, or do you experience a lot of brain fog? Do you find yourself a bit forgetful, difficulty focusing? Once again, if you feel very mentally agile, give yourself a high rating, a high number. If not, give yourself a low rating. I'm just going to look at the responses as they come here. I have to click a button here, update. Okay. A few answers coming in here. 3, okay. 9, 7, 4, number 7, another 7 here. So, okay. So, as I say, I can help make those numbers much higher for you. So, what are we going to cover today? You've probably seen in the email over the past few days. First of all, how your subconscious mind literally creates your future, because it does, and also 9 powerful ways to influence your subconscious mind. Also, how to use technology to speed up the achievement of every goal. And also simple brain hacks to make you more successful. Yeah, brain hacks can make you more successful. And also I'm going to demonstrate several different types of mind machines, amazing modern technology, now really exciting stuff. I love these machines and they can work wonders. And how to learn faster, sleep better, increase your energy and boost your IQ. Yes, even boost your intelligence. And also, we're also going to look at how your posture, your voice, your gestures actually affects your energy. It affects your energy. So if you're holding yourself very tight and very rigid or in a sort of a collapsed position, it has a dramatic effect on your performance. And also high performance habits that can double your energy and mind power, and an energy checklist that just could change your life. Okay, so a lot of people are coming into the Ultimate Success Club every month, lots of new people. They often wonder, what's it all about? What have I signed up for? Well, is it a business? Is it personal? It's a, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're self-employed. You could already be running a 7 or 8 figure business. A lot of our members don't even have any plan to start their own business. But the Ultimate Success Club, a lot of the entrepreneurs are in here with us. But at the same time, even if you're a student or a stay-at-home mom, these high-performance success strategies, tools, and techniques that I share every month, they're scientifically proved to work, and you can apply them to any area of your life. So whatever it is that you want to improve in your life, these sessions can help you enormously. These are things that move the needle the most, and they've been scientifically proved to work. So, so I'm going to go that way. I'm going to blank out the microphone and the video camera, and it's going to go blank for a moment, the screen, and then I'm going to take it up in front of the main video camera over there. So I'm just going to disappear for a second. Stand by. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this month's live training. And as usual, lots of great content lined up. And the title of this month's session is How to Double Your Energy and Mind Power. Double your energy and mind power? Well, if that were possible, assume it was possible, how would that affect your life? If you had more energy, twice as much brain power, well, you'd be able to achieve twice as much, twice as quickly. So these are very important topics, and what I'll be sharing with you over the next hour really can have dramatic impact, dramatic effects on your life. Providing, of course, you use what I'm going to be sharing with you. If you don't use it, nothing's going to happen. So I trust that you are putting into practice everything that you're learning in our monthly session. So what did we cover last month? Because every month I just go back over what we did, because we have new members coming in, signing up every single month. So this is a taster of what's actually available in the members area, because there are the past 4 months of live training, so you can go back and watch the sessions. So what did we cover last month? Well, first of all, why people struggle to achieve what they want. The 7 reasons why you must set goals. We discovered that if you don't set goals, your life can drift. You set goals and you can create an amazing future. Far greater effects in your life than if you don't set goals. And also why you must become clear on your goals in life, and how to discover exactly what you want, even if you're not very sure. A lot of people aren't sure about what they want, but I shared with you a very simple exercise, very powerful exercise to enable you to discover exactly what you want, become really clear. And also I shared with you high performance techniques for doubling your focus, because we're living in the age of distraction. Very hard to remain focused on what you're trying to achieve. And if you don't maintain focus, you end up reacting to external changing circumstances, okay? And also we looked at how to assess your strengths and weaknesses so you know which areas you need to focus more on. Okay, we all have strengths, we all have weaknesses, and it's important to be aware of our strengths and our weaknesses so we can do something about it. So that was last month. So what are we going to cover today? Well, really exciting session for you today. I'm going to share with you all sorts of weird and wonderful technologies that can have dramatic effects on your life. Dramatic effects. speeding up the achievement of your goals and achieving what you really truly desire from life. So first of all, technologies that actually make you more successful, providing you use them. And also, we're going to do a quick recap of the subconscious mind, because it's so fundamental to everything that we're doing here each month. You're learning how to influence your subconscious mind, use your subconscious mind to create what you want. This is vital, vital. So we'll do a quick recap of that. And also, I'm going to share with you 9 powerful ways to influence your subconscious mind. Because if you don't know how to influence your subconscious mind, everything is 10 times more difficult to achieve. When you know how to embed commands in your subconscious mind, in a way, it's kind of like success on autopilot. You'll experience all sorts of synchronicities. You'll have ideas that you wouldn't normally have. You become much more creative. You think on a much different level. And also how to use technology to speed up your goals with demonstrations of several different mind machines I'm going to share with you. Cutting edge technology, amazing stuff. Some of it has been around for a long time, but some of it really is cutting edge. Brainwave technologies that pick up your brainwaves and all sorts of things. You're going to love this. I love these technologies. And also high performance habits for greatly increasing your energy and brain power. So why are these things important? Why are these important? You know. Oh, by the way, these are the technologies. You're going to see brainwave sensing headsets and visors and light and sound machines and biofeedback, all sorts of amazing things. But why are these things so important? Well, you can start influencing your subconscious mind so much more effectively to achieve what you want. So it's the whole process is speeded up, much, much easier. And also, by having more energy and brain power, you can be far more creative and achieve your goals far faster, far faster. You know, the Ultimate Success Club is about minimum effort, maximum result. Using the tools, strategies and techniques that have been scientifically proved to work. And when you use them, you can achieve anything so much more easily. Okay, so it's working smart, not necessarily hard. Now, so why do people struggle with these things? Why do people struggle with energy and brain power? Well, they don't understand how their mind operates to begin with. And also, they don't know how their body works or its needs. And they don't realize the importance of energy in achieving their goals. In fact, how often do you hear about people talking about energy when it comes to achieving goals? You don't find this in any other goal achievement system. Energy is fundamental to achieving anything. Even just what you get done in one single day is always determined by your energy. If you're really sluggish, you know, you don't get much done. You're not as focused. But if you've got lots of energy, everything changes. So they also don't know how to boost their energy, and it can be done very, very quickly. And they don't understand the importance of high-performance tools and habits. High-performance tools are what move the needle the most. As I say, minimum effort, maximum result. And they don't realize that something so simple can be so powerful. Okay, so I congratulate you for finding the Ultimate Success Club and these monthly trainings, because really they are life altering and they've been scientifically proved to work. That's a huge statement to make, but it's true. Okay, so your subconscious mind, a quick recap, because this is fundamental to everything we're trying to achieve. So the subconscious mind, it makes up about 95% of your entire mind. Normally we think of our thinking rational mind as us. But that's only a tiny proportion of who we really are. That's only a tiny proportion of our mind, okay? Now, the subconscious mind is that part of you that controls and regulates all your bodily functions. You don't have to think about your heart beating or your lungs breathing. It happens automatically due to your subconscious mind. And also, an amazing thing about subconscious mind is that it files, catalogues, and records all your experiences. Absolutely everything that you go through in life, it's recorded in your subconscious mind. Now, if I ask you what you were doing at 4 p.m. yesterday, It's very hard to remember exactly what we were doing at 4 p.m. yesterday, unless it was something out of the norm or something that we were fired up about or something really important. It's very hard to remember even this time last week what we were doing at 4 p.m. But you know what? Those memories are in your subconscious mind. And if you know how to access them, you can remember them. And you know, one of those ways is through hypnosis. You can be regressed through hypnosis to remember any event at any time in your entire life. Even, you know, your third or fourth birthday party, if you go to a hypnotist, they'll be able to put you into a very relaxed, receptive state. And they'll ask, you know, you can ask, make sure that they ask you, what happened at my first or my fourth, third or fourth birthday party? And you'll be able to describe in detail all sorts of things you cannot recall with your normal waking consciousness. Amazing, amazing. Everything is recorded. Okay, so your subconscious mind files, catalogues and records all your experiences. Also, it's amazing. It's a gateway to unlimited wisdom. And many, many millions of people have experienced this. They're able to tap into their subconscious mind. And certainly scientists and inventors are very familiar with this process. I've experienced it many, many times myself, tapping into a higher level of consciousness. We all have this within us. And when you know how to access your subconscious mind, honestly, what was impossible can suddenly become possible. So learning how to access and use your subconscious mind is one of the most important things you can do in your life. And it can make everything much more, much easier to achieve. And it's just, when you start using your subconscious mind, your life goes in a far more fulfilling direction, okay? And the thing, the one thing about the subconscious mind is we've all been conditioned. From the time we're born, as we go through life, we're conditioned by parents and siblings and teachers and relatives and governments and religions and advertising. Oh, all of the time we're being told what to think and what to believe and how to react, all of the time, even if we're not aware of it. And you know, by the time most kids reach their, you know, early teens, they have so many limiting beliefs. And then as we go through life, we get a bit older, into our 20s, early 30s, we experience a lot of setbacks in life. Things don't go as planned. The job that we yearned for, we get it if we're fortunate enough to. We find it's not as fulfilling as we thought. Relationships that go wrong. Over time, we through hard experiences, knocks in life, our belief about what is possible starts to close down. Ask any child what they want to be when they grow up, and they excitedly, in most cases, tell you about the future. But take that person forward 20, 30 years. There's been so many disappointments, and life is not always a bed of roses. And their belief in what is possible for them has closed down dramatically. And this is what stops people achieving the better things in life. This conditioning through other people and our own personal experience. And when you know how to root out these limiting beliefs that everyone has, and they could be limiting beliefs about finance, money, wealth, relationships, career. When you know how to find your limiting beliefs in any area of your life that's been held back, and you know how to cancel those limiting beliefs, what was once impossible for you in that area of life suddenly becomes possible. Amazing stuff. So, now this is a fact. Your subconscious beliefs always win out. I really like this this picture here. Consciously, you want to do something, but subconsciously, you don't. So even if you really want to increase your income by this time next year, to have double the salary, and that's quite feasible for most people if they find what their limiting beliefs are and cancel them. But even at this point in time, if you have this desire to double your income by this time next year, but if you've got all these subconscious beliefs rattling around, these limiting beliefs that, I can't be rich because rich people are greedy and nobody would like me, everybody hate me, and people would be jealous. And all these limiting beliefs will stop you doubling your income by this time next year. So even if you consciously want to achieve something, But subconsciously, you don't. Guess what wins? Always your subconscious beliefs. So this is why it's fundamental to know how to find those limiting beliefs and cancel them. Okay? So your subconscious mind, really, it creates the circumstances of your life. It's not your conscious mind that creates the circumstances of your life. It's your subconscious mind mainly, okay? And fortunately, the great news is that our subconscious mind, your subconscious mind, well, it can be influenced. It can be influenced when you know how. And how do you do this? Well, it's actually, you'll find that it's through repetition and emotion. Through repetition and emotion. That's the language of the subconscious mind. And literally, what this means is you have the ability to reprogram your mind for success. So if you've always faced setbacks all your life, things just never seem to be going your way, you can change that by learning how to reprogram your mind. Because all this conditioning, all the things that people have said to us, and all the tough life experiences, it's literally, our mind is a bit like a computer, a supercomputer. And all those thoughts and ideas that other people have that they're foisting onto us, and all these painful experiences that we go through in life, it's like we're constantly programming our mind to expect certain things, or we're constantly programming ourselves with either empowering thoughts and beliefs or negative, you know, disempowering thoughts and beliefs. And you know what? Your dominating thoughts and emotions create your beliefs. And your beliefs create your actions. And your actions create your results. So if you want to change your results in the future, if you want to achieve your life's biggest dreams, you have to start with your dominant thoughts and emotions. You have to. And you can do this. You can reprogram your mind. It's amazing. We are supercomputers, okay? Way beyond supercomputers. So as I mentioned a moment ago, you know, you can program it through repetition and emotion. I just need some water. Just one second. You're very good health. So it's through repetition and emotion that we can program this amazing thing, our mind, our subconscious mind. So it, in a way, it works a bit like a guided missile. And a guided missile, its destination is a certain target. And what happens is that when the guided missile is launched towards its target, there's a thing called negative feedback. Basically, the electronics in the system finds the missile going off target, of course, and suddenly this negative feedback kicks in, and the inbuilt electronics say, go back on target, go back this direction. Then it goes the other direction, okay? And then negative feedback kicks in and says, off course, and it nudges it back. So a guided missile doesn't go straight to the target. It literally weaves its way towards the target. And, you know, our mind is a bit the same, our subconscious mind. If we set a very clear intention to achieve a certain thing by a certain date, our subconscious mind literally sees that as the target. And it doesn't go straight to the target. You know, things happen in life, and constantly our subconscious mind is nudging us back on course all of the time. Amazing part of our mind, okay? So, works like a guided missile. So, now, your brain creates different states according to what you're doing. And if I connect you up to an EEG machine where you can see your brain waves, you'll find that when you're asleep, the brain waves predominantly, because at any moment in time, we have all sorts of different brain waves, fast and slow, lots of different combinations of frequencies. But at any one time, certain frequencies will predominate. And for example, when you're asleep, you'll see that your brain waves are slow oscillations. When you're awake and watching this training right now, your brain will produce much faster oscillations. When you're in a very meditative state, different oscillations, okay? So we're going to look at that. We're going to look at this now. Now, first of all, When you are asleep, you're in what's called delta state. And in terms of these oscillations, it's between half an oscillation and three oscillations per second. So between half, 0.5 and 3 hertz or cycles per second. And these oscillations are large in amplitude and slow in frequency. And as I say, they're associated with deep sleep and also deep meditation. Okay, you see it kind of represented here. And then theta state, which is a state that you're in when you're in deep meditation. That's between 3 and 8 hertz, or 3 and 8 cycles per second. And in this state, you can access repressed memories, intuition, and it's also the shamanic state, or the psychic state. This is amazing. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. The Earth has a resonant frequency. It's called the Schumann resonance, and it's 7.83 cycles. And this can be measured with electronic equipment. Now, the amazing thing is that if you go to, for example, Nepal, and you go to a shamanic ceremony, where there's a shaman, there will always be somebody, nearly always, beating a drum. And guess what frequency they beat that drum? 7.83 beats per second, or around that frequency, which is the resonant frequency of the Earth. That's amazing. So it just seems that when people tune into this state, 7.83 cycles, it puts them into this psychic state, this intuitive state where you can access intuition and memories. So that means that you don't have to necessarily go through decades of training to be a shaman. If you use some sort of form of technology to get into this state. I know that sounds crazy, and it totally upturns a lot of theories and beliefs about this. But all of this has been tested in laboratories. And you know, you've had medicine men, medicine women, shamans hooked up to an EEG machine go into that psychic state. And guess what the frequency is? 7.83 cycles. The frequency of the Earth. So, I mean, this may be a bit over your head. This may be sound a bit weird and wonderful. But I'm really scientifically minded. I'm quite skeptical. But at the same time, I've experienced all sorts of things that a lot of people wouldn't believe possible. But the scientist in me always digs deeper. And I always want to get to the truth. Because there's a lot of airy-fairy BS in the world. And life is too short to believe a whole lot of tripe, a whole lot of stuff that's simply not true. But everything I'm sharing with you is scientifically based. Okay, so that's the theta state. Very interesting state. If you could access it, it will. You can, as you'll discover. Now, alpha state, which is between 8 and 12 cycles per second. You know, this is a little bit faster. So slow, medium speed, faster. This is a deep relaxation state. And it's you go into this state when you create these brain waves between 8 and 12 cycles per second when you're very relaxed or focused, okay? And again, it's a state that's often, these frequencies are produced when you're in meditation or in hypnosis, in the hypnotic state. And it's amazingly, you can achieve accelerated learning in these states. And it's a doorway to your subconscious mind. Very important. Oh, excuse me. Being a doorway to your subconscious mind, it makes sense then that if you're passing instructions into your subconscious mind, that you get yourself into this state first of all. When you do, your subconscious mind absolutely is at your beck and call, as it were. So, accelerated learning, what does that mean? Well, it's possible to go into this state using technology. And if you're studying for an exam and you want to be able to retain what you're learning, and if you want to speed up your learning process, if you put yourself into this alpha state before you pick up your books to study, you'll find that, well, you just might do pretty good in your exams. So these are states that we can all reach easily when we know how, and it just makes achieving what we want so much easier. Now, the beta state, which is or general waking state. You know, right now, if you're watching this training, you're most likely in beta state. It's between 12 and 30 cycles per second. So on that EEG readout that I was telling you about, if you've got one of those skull caps on that has little sensors and you're connected to an EEG machine, your brain will be predominantly producing frequencies in this range, 12 to 30 cycles per second. So this is the normal waking state, where attention is directed at cognitive tasks. So if you're working out some equation or doing something mathematical and you're using your conscious thinking mind very focused, you'll find that you'll be in this beta state. So now, this all being the case, very interesting phenomenon, very interesting aspect of the brain is that it's called the frequency following response. And basically, different sound frequencies or beats. Remember I mentioned the shamanic drum being beaten at 7.8 cycles per second or beats per second. Well, different sounds or frequencies create different brain states. So if we have a drum beating at certain frequencies, for instance, very, very slowly, then it will put you into sleep. But it doesn't have to be a drum. Any repeating sound will have this frequency following response phenomenon take place. So your brain starts to replicate, in the instance of a drum, the beat of the drum. Okay, this means also that the sort of music that you listen to and the regular beat of the music is actually affecting you at a pretty profound level. It's affecting your consciousness, okay? So what sort of music we listen to is really important. Does affect us at a very deep level. But really, the most important thing here is we can use this frequency following response to literally dial up any state of consciousness at will. And you can do this through different ways, as I'll show you in a moment. Very interesting stuff. So here are 9 powerful ways to influence your subconscious mind. This is a recap because we've covered this before a few months ago. But anything that's really important like this, I do share it with you a couple of times during the year, at least twice. This is one of these examples. So, as I say, you probably know a lot of this anyway, but it's important that you are reminded of that there's actually 9, at least 9, there's other ways as well, but 9 main ways to powerfully influence your subconscious mind. The first way, as I'm sure you're very familiar now, are affirmations. These are empowering, positive empowering statements you make to yourself aloud morning and evening with emotion. As I mentioned earlier, the way to powerfully influence your subconscious mind is through repetition plus emotion, okay? And also creative visualization. You know, if you're, some of the greatest inventors and scientists that have ever lived, people who changed the world were, you know, daydreamers when they were at school. You know, but you can use the power of creative daydreaming, you might say, to show your subconscious mind exactly what you want. Very powerful. This is called creative visualization. You visualize while you're in a relaxed state, preferably in alpha state, as I mentioned earlier. So you just, you know, relax and you just visualize what it is that you want to achieve by a certain date. And you immerse yourself in that experience as though it was happening right now, feeling all the emotions associated with it, all the excitement and, you know, you get yourself into that excited state while really visualizing and immersing yourself in that experience. That literally goes into your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between an event in your physical external world and your imagination. It doesn't know the difference. And there have been all sorts of studies done into this, where, for example, track athletes, professional golfers have been visualizing running a marathon or on some famous golf course, some famous championship cup or whatever. And just by rehearsing in their mind, it makes certain muscles in the body move and trigger, and it's just, it's incredible. They've found, scientists have found in numerous studies like this, that just by visualizing your whatever it is that you're doing as a track athlete or a golfer or whatever, just rehearsing in your mind is virtually as powerful as physically doing the activity. Amazing stuff. Creative visualization works. But also then there's self-hypnosis, which I've mentioned many, many times. And some people are afraid of hypnosis, but fortunately these days a lot more is known about it. It's not that sort of stage hypnosis where someone takes control over you. No, with hypnosis, you're always in control. You can pull yourself out of that deeply focused, relaxed state anytime you wish. Really safe. And there's all sorts of self-hypnosis recordings you can download and buy. In fact, in your members area, there are a few that will help you a lot. But basically, it's just a way of bringing you through relaxing music and someone's voice, bringing you to a relaxed, receptive, focused state, which, once again, is the doorway to your subconscious mind, the alpha state that I mentioned on the last slide. And then there's also subliminal audios and computer programs. As I think when you join the Ultimate Success Club, there was a few free goodies, bonuses that I included. And one of those, actually there's two programs. One I think is called Millionaire Mind Power. I think that's what I called it several years ago. And also an amazing program created by my friend and New York Times best-selling author Mark Anastasi. He created one called Millionaire Brain Power. And is that right? No, it's Prosperity Power. It's Prosperity Power. Amazing program. Basically, you put it on your computer, Mac or PC or laptop or whatever. When you're working in front of your computer, affirmations are flashed up on your screen so quickly you don't even notice them, but your subconscious mind does notice them. So this is a way of bombarding your mind with thousands upon thousands upon thousands of affirmations right throughout your working day if you happen to work at a computer. And this has a major effect on your subconscious mind. And you can choose what affirmations to be exposed to. And this absolutely works. I've tested it over several years. It absolutely works. And then there's subliminal audio programs. You can listen to music and there can be subliminal commands that sound like whispers in the background. You just listen to the music and relax, and the subliminal commands have magical effect on your mind and speeding up the achievement of your goals. In fact, subliminal technology is so powerful that its use in advertising has been banned in many countries, because in the past you'd go to a cinema or you'd be watching the TV and something like the words Coca-Cola or you want a Coca-Cola or whatever would flash up on the screen so quickly you wouldn't even notice it. But people watching, if they liked Coca-Cola, suddenly they'd start thinking about it and they'd want it. So it's really powerful stuff, but you can use it in a way that's incredibly beneficial. You choose what to put into your subconscious mind instead of, you know, the big advertising companies doing it, okay? So that's subliminal audios and computer programs. Meditation is a really powerful way of accessing your subconscious mind. Tapping in to your inner wisdom as well as giving commands to your subconscious mind. And we look at that a bit more thoroughly in a moment. Biofeedback and electrocranial stimulation. I'll show you examples of that in a moment. Also, brainwave sensing technologies, a way of getting into that state, that alpha state. And also light and sound technologies, which I love. And I've been experimenting with since the, I don't know, mid-1990s, a long time. These things work. I need more water. Once again, your very good health. Okay, on to the next slide. So, affirmations, as you know. This is a guy called Emile Coué. I think he was really the father of affirmations. And he got his patients, I think he worked in a psychiatric hospital, and he got his patients just to recite this phrase every day. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And guess what? Most of his patients did, a lot. So he was, you know, he stumbled on maybe, and I don't know if he stumbled on or if he was copying some previous person's work, but he found that just by patients reciting this positive affirmation had major effects on their subconscious mind, which in turn it changed the way they thought and believed and acted. So affirmations really, in summary, are short, concise statements you make to yourself frequently with emotion. And they help you to overcome limiting beliefs. They allow you to create a success mindset. They can be used to overcome fears. They can enable you to be more courageous, to help you achieve your goals faster. And if you haven't already downloaded my bestseller, The Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the World, it's in the resources section of the membership site. So if you log into our membership site, go to the resource section, download the book. There are 356 sample affirmations at the back of that book. It's in PDF format, so you can download it. You can also buy the hard copy, the paperback, actually, on Amazon, and they're also in that. But you can use those affirmations as they are, the ones that are most appropriate to you, or you can use them as templates for creating your own affirmations, even more powerful. And in The Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the World, there's a whole chapter about affirmations. I go into it in a lot more detail. So they're very powerful. They absolutely work. They really, really work. So create a visualization. I mentioned that a few minutes ago. So this is showing your subconscious what you want. Go through this quickly because I've already explained it. So basically the steps are, number one, you get into a deeply relaxed state. For example, you can focus on your breathing in and out, and focusing on different parts of the body, relaxing yourself deeply. That's getting you into the alpha state, this very relaxed meditative state. And then you visualize, once you're in that really relaxed state, you visualize your goal in as much detail as possible, living it as though you'd already achieved it, imagining what it will be like. Go in as much detail, really enjoy this, really enjoy it, and bring up lots of feelings of excitement. Yes, I've achieved it. All that positive, powerful emotion that literally imbues your goal, your creative visualization with energy, that rewrites your subconscious mind, that puts a very powerful instruction in your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind will then start moving you towards your target, and you'll have certain ideas will come into your mind, supposedly out of the blue, that will help you do things that will help you achieve your goal, and synchronicities and all sorts of things like that, amazing stuff. So when you're visualizing your goal, as I say, emotionalize your visualization, and you could use, at this point, you could use the goal anchor technique also in my book. It's just a way of literally automatically, by squeezing your thumb and forefinger together, you can bring up a surge of positive emotions. But you have to create your goal anchor first. It's also in the book. For even greater power, combine your creative visualization with affirmations every morning and evening, as I say, with emotion. And also create action steps and take at least one daily action towards your goal. And as Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, masterpiece, as he said, our subconscious mind recognizes and acts only upon thoughts which have been well mixed with emotion or feeling. This is so important. Emotion plus feeling. Thought plus emotion creates the circumstances of your life. Okay, so that's creative visualization, self-hypnosis, and I need more water. Do you have? So self-hypnosis, yeah, it really is the direct route to rapid change. And you've probably heard that people go to hypnotherapists to overcome fear of flying, to give up cigarettes, all sorts of reasons. Great at overcoming and eliminating fears, anxieties. Also a great way of installing instructions into your subconscious mind. And really, self-hypnosis is one of the greatest kept secrets of the world's most successful people. Most highly successful people are aware of and use self-hypnosis. It's that powerful. So basically, all it is it's self-hypnosis. Or hypnosis is a deeply relaxed focus state, and you can bring yourself into this state using, you know, you can create your own hypnosis recordings, or you can buy them. So many places on the internet you can buy self-hypnosis recordings, or you can create your own. It's a lot easier to buy someone else's. And there's a few ones that you have access to in the resources area, okay? And it's very enjoyable and revitalizing. A hypnosis session is just delicious. You love it. And it's extremely safe. It's so safe. You can pull yourself out of it at will like that. You are not relinquishing control to anyone but yourself. You have full control. You can pull yourself out of that state anytime. Look, you're often in a state of hypnosis and you're not even aware of it. Whenever you're in a very relaxed, focused state, and we're all in that at some point, most days, you're in a state of hypnosis and you're not even not even aware of it. And then if the phone rings, you're immediately out of that state, aren't you? There's nobody taking control over you here. And as I say, it's a doorway to your subconscious mind. And the great thing is, what this means is you can reprogram your subconscious mind. New mindset, new results. So you can reprogram your subconscious mind. So when you're in that in the state of hypnosis, you can then pass instructions into your mind that will have effect, okay? And you can use this to overcome limiting beliefs, fears, and bad habits, and install new empowering thoughts and ideas. Brilliant stuff. And as I say, it's used by millions of highly successful people because it works, okay? So this is really the hidden secret of the world's most successful people, okay? Now, subliminal programs and subliminal audios. I mentioned that earlier. I'm not going to go into much greater detail because it absolutely works. And as I say, it's so powerful, its use in advertising has been banned in most countries. But you can use subliminal commands that you choose to enhance your life in all sorts of different ways and place into your subconscious mind instructions. Remember I said about your mind is a bit like a computer? You need to program it. You know, do you just let circumstances and day-to-day things that happen to you constantly program your mind? Or do you decide how to program your mind? When you decide to give your subconscious mind instructions that you want it to create, then you're in control rather than your environment being in control of you. So these are the two programs that you can install on your computer. This is my own one, Subliminal Millionaire Gold. It only works on PC. It's a cut down version, a very simplified version of my friend Mark Anastasi's Prosperity Power. And this is what it looks like on your computer screen. And you can select those affirmations and types of affirmations you want. You can also edit them and add your own ones. And as I say, the program will flash these affirmations up on your computer screen so fast you won't even notice them. And you know, if you're working away on your computer and you're fairly relaxed and focused, you can bet that they are having effect. And I've used them myself. I remember several years ago, one of my businesses was kind of stuck at about 500,000 euros turnover a year. Oh, I'm telling you figures here now. Shouldn't really be, because this is kind of private, but it was stuck at that. And so I used one of these subliminal programs a few years back to to bring it up to 750 per year. Guess what? The next year we were at 780. Finally broken through. And then I changed the program another few years back to my instruction that I was sending to myself was 750,000 euros turnover. We got to 780, which was great. Then the next year I put it at 1.2 million. And guess what? At the end of the year, I was something like, the turnover of that business was something like 30,000 less than 1.2 million, but it was very close. These things work. These things work. And they affect you in all sorts of different ways. As I say, your subconscious mind then puts ideas into your mind to enable you to achieve that target. It's like you are being controlled by your own subconscious mind to bring about your own, to achieve your own goals. It's amazing. Anyway, important stuff. So, this program here, Prosperity Power, It's available on PC and Mac, okay? And also, I think in the Ultimate Success Club, you have a few subliminal audio recordings in I think the resources section as well. So you can experiment with these yourself without having to spend a cent, because they're available to you in the members area. So meditation. Meditation is used by millions, again, of highly successful people. It's another great secret of highly successful people, because it works. And there are so many benefits to meditation. I've been doing a form of meditation for over 30 years, like 35 years at this stage. And, you know, meditation, and I do this, you know, every morning for about 45 minutes in the morning, about 10 minutes in the evening. Sometimes I miss the evening session, but the morning session is so important, because it sets me up for the day. It makes me much more intuitive. It makes me much more focused, more energized. I connect with people better. I just operate on a totally different level. If I miss my meditation, you know, I do a good day's work, but I'm not as on my toes as much. I'm not as alive. I don't have quite the same amount of zest and energy. Meditation is crucially important for my life, and, as I say, millions of highly successful people. So it reduces stresses and improves cardiovascular health. This is all proved scientifically. Increases your self of well-being. Increases your sense of connectedness and empathy with others. It strengthens and improves your relationships. It improves your ability to focus. It makes you feel more, it makes you far more creative, far more. It improves your memory. It helps you make better decisions. It helps people overcome addictions. It enhances your immune system. It helps you to achieve the flow state. And it reduces physical and emotional pain. Why would anyone not meditate when you get all these amazing benefits, life-altering ones? And it enhances spiritual awareness. I'm not talking about religion here. Spiritual awareness. It just makes you much more intuitive. And chances are you will be on the best path for your individual life. You know, as long as you meditate, it's like an inner guidance system, an inner compass that keeps you on the right path for you. Okay, not for anyone else, for you. So, biofeedback. More water. Gosh, I'm getting parched today. The room is quite warm here. Oh, dear. Okay. Biofeedback. Biofeedback is amazing. Here are some devices here. I'll show you one in a moment. But biofeedback is simply another way to get into this relaxed state, this deeply relaxed state, where you can, again, program your mind with affirmations and commands and visualizations. So the benefits of biofeedback, firstly, it helps overcome stress, a bit like meditation, relieves migraine and muscle contraction. This is all scientifically proved. It can reduce chronic pain. It lowers blood pressure. It can help overcome anxiety and depression. It helps with ADD and ADHD. It can reduce seizures and epilepsy. It reduces neck and back pain and helps overcome addictions. I mean, very similar to meditation, because it brings you into that similar state, and it helps re-educate stroke patients, and it helps can help overcome disease. Yeah, actually, yeah, let's go back to the last page. Not quite ready for that. I'm going to show you two biofeedback devices. I'm going to put down my clicker here. 1 second. Now, this I've had for since the 1990s. It's ancient. I'm surprised it even works still. It's called a Thought Stream. You can still buy them. There's an updated version. I think you have a USB connection with your computer, so you can graph your progress. So let's switch it on. I don't know if you can see that, but there's little LEDs that are flashing on and off. It's kind of calibrating to my skin. It uses a principle called galvanic skin response, or GSR. I have these electrodes, these two little metal electrodes, touching my skin. And it measures the resistivity between two parts of the hand. And as you relax, these LEDs go off. Mine are going on. They go from red to orange, to green, to yellow, to green. Then the more relaxed you are, the more they go off. It'll find its level. There it is. And then as I relax more, the LEDs are actually going the opposite way. The LEDs will go off one by one. And when you're in green, you're in a very deep, relaxed state. And then it'll recalibrate, and you can go even deeper. And you can plug in headphones or earbuds so you can listen to it. Now, why? What good is this feedback? Well, biofeedback. It feeds back to you visually and through sound your current relaxation level. And why is that any good? Because you know what? You'll be able to find very quickly that you can affect your relaxation level by the way you think, by your breathing, and after a while you won't even need the machine anymore because you have learned how to bring yourself into that very deeply relaxed focus state where you can put commands into your subconscious mind, where you can reprogram your supercomputer within you. So, as I say, two little electrodes that touch the skin. Another way, and this is created by the Heart Map Institute. It's called the Inner Balance app, or it's an app, an iPhone app, but it's instead of holding onto your, you know, touching your skin, you have a little sensor that clips onto your ear here, and stick that in your pocket, and it connects to your iPhone or your Android or whatever smartphone you have through Bluetooth. And you have a program you have an app on your phone called Inner Balance. You can download it for free in the App Store, any of the app stores. And it, once again, it'll feed back to you your relaxation level, but not just your relaxation level. This is a slightly different thing. This measures your heart rate variability, or HRV. And basically, if you go to your doctor and he measures your pulse, you know, so many beats per second, that's all that most doctors look at. But there's so much information contained between the heartbeats. And you can bring yourself into an amazing state called coherence. Very quickly, you can learn to bring yourself into this state. You focus on your breathing while looking at the screen, and just like a flower opening and closing, you breathe in rhythm to that. But you then focus on your heart and bring up a feeling of love. And when you do that, an amazing thing happens. You go into a state called coherence, and you can see how effectively you're reaching that state on your phone. You can graph it over time and you can become better at it. But this great thing, heart rate variability, this state of coherence, when you get into it, it balances your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system. It boosts your immune system dramatically. It has profound effects on your brain, your consciousness. And by just using this app twice a day for 3 to 5 minutes, no more, that could be only 6 minutes a day, it has profound effects on your life. You will think in a different way. You will be in a different way. You'll be far more intuitive. You have access to much more inner wisdom than you had before. You'll have more energy and aliveness, all from this amazing biofeedback device. So that is the Inner Balance. Inner Balance by the Heart Math Institute. You can get it on Amazon or directly from their website. Amazing stuff. So back to my clicker. So that's biofeedback. I love these technologies. I hope you're getting as excited about these things as I am, because these things work. They've been scientifically proved to work. You start playing around and experimenting with these, or even just choose one of these devices, they'll have profound effects on your life. And the next thing is brainwave sensing technology. It's a totally different type of biofeedback. And this, literally, you have headsets that pick up your brainwaves. And just like the other two biofeedback devices I showed you, you learn how to control your mind and your emotions. And this is the secret to everything, to achieving huge, wonderful, amazing things in your life. So you can also control your computer with your thoughts. And you can see immediate effect. You can see the immediate effects of your thoughts using one of these sensors. And you can graph the brainwaves that you're producing over time. You can see these states, alpha, beta, delta, and theta, and gamma, and other states. You can see them. You can graph them. So this is real stuff. So I'll show you a couple of these. The first one, that I think this is the first one that was a commercially available one to the mass public. Can't even remember what it's called. It's Mindset.
And it's a bit, as you say in the States, a bit clunky. You have these sensors that touch your ears, three different parts of the ear, another sensor at your brow, just above your brow, and I can never really get it to, my ears are quite small, it would work and then it wouldn't work, and then it would connect by Bluetooth to my computer and then it wouldn't connect. But it's amazing what it can do when it does work, okay? That's one of the first ones. They've come a long way since then. Here's one called, what's it called? Muse, M-U-S-E. They brought out another version. Again, you know, you've got these sensors that touch behind your ear and pick up the information. And your brow here, these touch your brow and pick up your brainwaves. Also, both of these are brainwave sensing headsets. And this also I had problems with. Once again, probably my ears too small, but it worked a bit better. And I know they've improved a lot since then. So it probably works for everyone, even me maybe. So those are brainwave sensing headsets. Once again, some water to your health. Okay, now. So, yeah, you learn how to change your brainwaves at will using these devices, very powerful. Excuse me. So light and sound machines, these really allow you to access any state of consciousness, and light and sound is incredibly powerful. These devices, I'll show you a few in a moment. You put on these visors, just like sunglasses, and they have LEDs. Sometimes they're colored or they can be all the same color, it doesn't really matter. Different effects, but you close your eyes, you plug in the visor to this machine, put in earbuds, and you press play, and you keep your eyes closed, and you see a visual feast of geometric shapes and swirls, and absolutely beautiful, beautiful. And the sounds and tones in your earbuds or headphones, really, really nice experience. And you can select programs for accelerated learning, deep meditation, energization if you're feeling tired. So many different uses. Just a little box, like an old Walkman in size. And you can literally dial up any state of consciousness, including the shamanic state I mentioned earlier, where you're activating 7.83 cycles per second, which is the Schumann resonance, the resonant frequency of the earth. And they can help you to overcome insomnia. I've used them. When I go traveling, as I do, to the US several times a year to mastermind meetings and seminars and things like that, marketing events, I always bring one because I usually get jet lagged and these help. So if you're suffering from insomnia and your body clock is all over the place because you're changing from one time zone to another and your body thinks it should be sleeping, your mind tells you you should be awake, well, one of these can help. One of these devices can help with this greatly. Also, help you to learn how to relax deeply and attain inner peace, achieve peak performance states, deep states of meditation, even for beginners, states that other people took 40 years to achieve. You can achieve them the very first day with one of these devices. Help you to quickly recharge when low in energy, combat stress and overwhelm, improve your focus whenever you need. So if you're feeling very unfocused, just do a focus session, maybe 15-minute focus session. They'll help you to stimulate creativity and improve your ability to visualize, and also it'll allow you to program your subconscious mind very powerfully. And also they can even, scientists have even found that these machines can boost your intelligence because they activate the brain in ways that don't get activated so often. And there's always, you know, every one of these devices comes with great entertainment sessions, visual feasts. But I must say one thing, if you suffer from photosensitive epilepsy, you can never use one of these devices, because people who suffer from photosensitive epilepsy, flashing lights can trigger seizures, and you must not use one of these. And I am not a doctor, so I do not give advice. These are great if you don't suffer from photosensitive epilepsy, but if you do, don't touch them. Now I'll show you a few. Hang on one sec. Put down the clicker. This one is called, as I said, they look like an old Walkman, a little stand. But this one's called Procyon. And you put on the, normally you put in earbuds as well, but I just, you know what earbuds look like, so I didn't plug them in. But you put in your earbuds and you put on these visors and you select a program and you click play. And you can probably see these flashing LEDs. Now, the amazing thing is these flashing LEDs produce amazing visual feast. Anything from pyramids to swirling patterns to absolutely amazing, you know, absolutely amazing. But, and then the ones, for example, insomnia, they're very bland, very boring, they just pull you into sleep. But different patterns, different flashing rates for different frequencies and different mind states. Okay, so that's the Procyon, about, I don't know, maybe $200, $180, $200 for one of those. This is an ancient one. I've had this since the 90s. It's called a Nova Pro 100. It's a clinical device. Hardly used. I know psychologists and psychiatrists use this machine with great effect. ADDH, ADHD, and all sorts of other things. And once again, there are sessions for relaxation, meditation, sleep, learning, energization, creative visualization, fun, entertainment, and special. Don't know what the special one is. Okay, two more. This one here is called the Laxman. It has this cool blue interface. I haven't charged this for several years, so I'm amazed it's actually coming on. But once again, you plug in the visor, the light frames is another word for them. And this one, as I say, is a lovely blue interface, and this one uses light frames where you keep your eyes open, different type. Okay, they're fine for sessions where you're not, you don't want to fall asleep. You wouldn't use it for insomnia. And then there's one called the Casina, which is a brilliant machine. It's been around, I don't know, maybe three or four years at this point. One of the best on the market, and I think it's only like $300. And this is great. You can use this open-eyed sessions or close-eyed sessions, and it has music as well in a lot of the sessions. So really, really nice, beautiful. And I have a whole heap of other light and sound devices as well. I'm not going to bore you by showing them all to you. The very first one I had is this thing here. It's in the cupboard over there. It's called the Mind Lab. That was, I think, mid-1990s. And you know, the first experience I had, one of the first experiences, I just bought this place years, decades ago now at this point, my goodness. And I was thought, I'll try this new mind machine that I got. And the day was quite stressful in business. I thought, right, I'm going to try one of these relaxation sessions on this new machine, the Mind Lab. So I lay down, put on headphones, put on the light frames, and I pressed, it was a session that's, I think it was called Deep Relaxation. I shouldn't have used Deep Relaxation, not in the middle of the day. I looked at my watch, and within, I'd say, 30 seconds, maybe 2 minutes, I was fast asleep. That was not my intention. I just wanted to recharge and de-stress. I selected the wrong program. My mobile phone, my cell phone, started ringing. Now, back in those days, one of those big phones. And I looked at it, and only 10 minutes had passed. 10 minutes. And I was awoken from a deep sleep. In fact, I was in REM sleep because I was dreaming. I was having this cosmic dream. So this machine, because I selected deep relaxation, it pulled me into sleep incredibly quickly. And I was shocked at the power of anything to do that, especially when I was actually quite stressed. It was a really pressurized day when I started the session. So to go from stress to deep sleep within less than 10 minutes, extraordinary, extraordinary. That was my first experience. Need more water. Your health. Okay, moving swiftly along. So these light and sound devices, absolutely love them, and at the end I'll give you some resources where you can get them, and all these different machines I mentioned. There's one other type of machine I didn't mention called electrocranial stimulation. It's a bit like biofeedback, but you put behind the ears these, what would you say, electrodes. They connect up to a machine, and they put a very small electrical current into behind the earlobes, and it affects the brain, once again, in a very powerful way. Anyway, so high performance, we'll just get into the high performance section of today's training, and after that, questions and answers in front of my computer. So what is high performance coaching? Why do we do this every month? Well, high performance means excelling and succeeding above and beyond standard norms consistently over the long term. That's the key word there, consistently. It's not peak performance, it's consistency that matters. So high performance techniques, well, firstly, they've been scientifically proved to work. High performers are people who get adequate rest and exercise. They are people who focus on their diet and nutrition. They do all these things because the effects of paying attention to these areas of life have dramatic improvements in your circumstances. You can achieve what others cannot achieve. You can get to your next level of success far more quickly. It's about minimum effort, maximum results. You've got to use these high performance techniques that I share every month. If you do only one thing, put these high performance strategies into effect in your life, and you'll thank me for it. I guarantee you that. Okay, so high performers usually take energization breaks every 60 to 90 minutes, and I share this routine every few months. It's the Qigong, the tapping routine, and if you work in front of a computer, for example, it doesn't matter what sort of work you do, if you take a 2-minute break every 60 or 90 minutes, depending on, you know, what you feel is best for you. If you take a 2-minute break and you replenish your energy, you bring back focus, you breathe in a certain way and do these basic Qigong exercises, 2 minutes, you go back to your computer or go back to your work, no matter what type of work you do, you have more energy, you'll be recharged, and you have much more focus. Now, imagine what that will be like over the course of a day. Instead of losing energy as you go through the day, you're replenishing it. So by the end of the working day, when it's time to go and spend time with your family, you're not burnt out. So these high performance techniques are about replenishing your energy, giving yourself, your mind and your body what it needs, and working far more effectively. Far more effectively. So amazing, amazing stuff. And high performers always are people who progress their goals. My daily success planner, which I've shared in my book, The Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the World, very simple way of planning your day. Make sure you are continuously prioritized. So important. And the results of doing these things, you'll be able to dramatically improve your productivity, increase your productivity by working smart. You'll reduce stress and burnout because you'll kill it as you go through the day every 60 or 90 minutes. And you'll have greater focus and get more done and faster. And you'll achieve far greater success than 95% of the population. So high performance has been scientifically proved. High performance techniques have been scientifically proved to work. So the high performance coaching model, if you've been in the Ultimate Success Club for any length of time, you will recognize these things. We experience these things: clarity, energy, courage, productivity, and influence by mastering these different areas: productivity, persuasion, psychology, physiology, presence, and purpose. And every month we go into one of these boxes and we return to some of them twice in the year because they're so important. So you just focus on these areas, everything changes. So I'm going to share with you now some questions that you need to ask yourself, and by asking yourself these questions, you'll be able to increase your energy. Amazing. How can questions increase your energy? Well, you're going to find out. As my friend Brendan Burchard says, the power plant doesn't have energy, it generates it. So you are responsible for the energy you experience each day, okay? And if you think you just get so much energy from your food and that's it, think again, because you can boost your energy dramatically. So You don't need to write all of this down now, because at the end of this session, you can download all the slides, print them out later, and answer these questions. Answer, don't send them to me, hold on to them yourself. Look at your answers, be honest with yourself, and you will be able to see the areas that you need to fine-tune or improve, okay? So first of all, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much physical and mental energy have you had in the past 3 months, and why is that? Number two, think about a time in the past when your mental and physical energy were at their best. And again, why was that? Number three, in the areas of nutrition, exercise, wellness and sleep, what habits do you have that support your energy and health? And number four, what routines do you have for recharging daily, weekly, monthly and yearly? And what would make you feel more vibrant? Be truthful with yourself. Number five, are there any areas of your life that are particularly stressful or draining energetically? If so, what do you do for stress management? You need some way of reducing stress. If you don't have a stress management technique that you use, you've got to take one up. Use the 2 minute recharge, re-energize, refocus breaks that I share every couple of months. Really important stuff. So number six, what would you take on if you had three times more energy? If you had three times more energy, what would you take on that you haven't taken on? Oh, that opens the door of a lot of possibility. Number seven, if you became more committed to your optimal health, what would you immediately start and stop doing? If you became more committed to your optimal health and well-being, what would you immediately start and stop doing? Really important. Questions are the beginnings of change. You answer these questions to yourself truthfully, and you can see what changes you need to make. And when you change certain things within you, you then start to change your outer world as well, okay, as a result. So, body postures affect memory, recall, and mood. This is a study that took place by San Francisco State University. Very interesting. So basically, the study investigated the effect of posture, in other words, sitting in a slouched or upright position, on the recall of either negative memories or positive memories. Okay, so 216 college students sat in either a slouched or an erect position while recalling negative memories, and then in a second step, recalling positive memories. Okay, very interesting what happened. They then sat in the opposite body position, so they switched over while recalling negative and then positive memories. Okay, now what happened? Well, very interesting. The results from this study. 86% of the students reported that it was easier to recall negative memories in the collapsed position than in the erect position. And 87% of the students reported that it was easier to recall positive images in the erect position than in the collapsed position. So for those who were most depressed in the previous 2 years, there was no difference in recalling positive or negative memories in either position. So how you carry yourself, your posture, affects how you feel, and it affects your ability to recall either positive or negative events. Amazing. So are you like that most of the time? If so, it's affecting how you feel. It's affecting your ability to even tap into positive memories. But if you're like that, you're erect and you're open, you have the ability to tap into all sorts of positive memories and you feel more energy. Amazing. So the conclusion is just what I said, really. You should sit more upright at work and at home as a strategy to increase positive effects and decrease depression. Amazing. How you carry your body, how you hold yourself, has profound effects on your body, your brain, your emotions, and what you can achieve in life. Amazing stuff. So your posture affects your mind, emotions, thoughts, actions and results. Isn't that amazing? Your posture affects your mind, emotions, thoughts, actions and results. Change your posture, change your results. Simple as that. Okay, so another thing, and this is along the same vein, posture, voice, gestures and expressions affect your energy, which is really what I've been saying. Science has proved that your posture, voice, gestures and facial expressions affect your thoughts, emotions, actions and results. Not just your posture, but also your facial expressions, your voice. You know, are you talking like that all the time? Or are you talking loud and clear and with openness? Your facial expressions, are you like that the whole time? Or are you open, you know? It affects everything. So, what do you want your posture, voice, gestures, and facial expressions to portray about you to the world? Because I can assure you that your posture, voice, gestures, and facial expressions are portraying something about you to the world. But you, what do you want that portrayal to be? You might have to change those things. Do you feel that is what is already being portrayed? Number three, if not, what do you need to start doing with your posture, voice, gestures, and expressions for the world to perceive you the way you want? This is also a big impact on your ability to influence others. Okay, so what do you need to stop doing? You know, do you hold yourself in bad, have you got yourself into bad habits of posture and, you know, the way you express yourself? Big mirror here, or big light being shone on you right now. So answer these questions truthfully to yourself and make adjustments. So almost at the end here, finally. So this is a high performance habits energy checklist, and we're going to look at various different aspects of your life, and I'm going to suggest you to make a few little changes from these lists I'm going to share with you. It's up to you how many you implement. It'd be nice to implement all of them, probably not practical at first, but do at least some of these. So in the area of rest and exercise, do your best to walk outside every day for at least 30 minutes. Also, do your best to sleep between 8 and 9 hours per night. If you miss that target, nap or meditate during the day to catch up, because science has proved, recent studies in the last few years in neuroscience, we've learned more about the brain and human consciousness in the last 10 years than we have in the entire history of the human race. And it's been found through sleep studies that most high performers get between 7 and 9 hours sleep. Less than that, and your body can't repair itself, your brain can't replenish its needs. We all need, if you want to operate at a very high level, you need adequate sleep. If you go beyond 9 hours consistently, your body, your metabolism then slows down. It doesn't affect your, it has also negative effects on your health. But you need between, it says 8 and 9 hours, but it's between 7 and 9 hours. Is, I don't know why I put 8 there, but there you go. Okay, do 2 60-minute cardio activities per week, but obviously consult your doctor first if you're taking up any new form of exercise or health routine, nutrition or anything like that. Do 20 to 40-minute intense workouts per week, strength-based or HIT, that's high-intensity training. Meditate once or twice daily for 15 to 20 minutes, or use a mind machine, for example, a light and sound device, light and sound machine. So, I mean, pick one of those to start with and go from there. Now, that's rest and exercise. Now, let's look at diet and nutrition. Eat, these are only suggestions, you know, up to you, but they can help you a lot. Eat a whole food diet, heavy in organic plant-based foods. Absolutely must. Get yourself tested for allergies, because you may have allergies that you're not even aware of that are sapping your energy. And if you find that certain foods are not agreeing with you, think of all the energy you can save by not eating those particular types of food. Okay, take a food-based multivitamin and vitamin D, B complex, magnesium, and omega-3. See your nutritionist for additional supplements. See your nutritionist for all of this, because I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist, so this is not advice. These are only areas that you need to look at. Okay, drink health shakes for breakfast or snacks. I do that every morning. Great effects. Drink 3 to 5 liters of water per day, and avoid all sugary drinks, alcohol, and caffeine. Water is vital. Water carries nutrients from your food to the cells of the body, where those cells then are healed. Water also takes toxins that build up in the cells of your body, and it excretes those toxins. If you don't get adequate water, abundant water, then your body can't assimilate the food properly. Your food, the cells don't get the energy they need, and toxins build up. So water is vital. Limit white starches and heavily processed breads and carbohydrates. For a starter, pick one of those and go with it. And as I say, consult your nutritionist or doctor. So daily energizing. Every 60 to 90 minutes, stand up, move and stretch. For example, you could do 20 arm crosses, that's like this. 20 arm circles, each arm like that. Okay. 40 knee-high marching in place, you know. 20 seconds of patting your lower back, where your kidneys are. 10 deep breaths while bouncing on your toes. That's an energization routine you can use. You don't have to use the Qigong, the tapping that was mentioned, that I mentioned. This is almost as effective. Very simple. Focus on speaking and gesturing with passion. Stay standing more often. Some people have these desks where they, you know, they can lower or raise, and they can stand or sit. And hug and engage others physically more often. These are ways of increasing your energy. Try to make people smile or laugh more often, and focus on being fully present. Once again, pick one, at least one of these, and go with it. You know, over time, maybe you can add all of them to your routine. Who knows? Who knows the effects it may have on you? Oh yeah, and keep a gratitude journal. Keeping a gratitude journal can have big effects on how you feel, okay? So what did we cover today? As I say, in a moment, we're to questions and answers. I'm going to walk over there in front of my computer. It's an opportunity for you to ask me anything about today's session or anything you want that you think I might be able to help you with. So first of all, we looked at technologies that make you more successful and how your subconscious mind works. 9 powerful ways to influence your subconscious. How to use technology to speed up your goals with demonstrations of mind machines, or at least I showed them to you. And high performance habits for greatly increasing your energy and brain power. And resources, first of all, biofeedback and light and sound machines. You might like to go to mindplace.com, great website. Brainwave sensing headsets, www.neurosky.com. And then there's electrocranial stimulation, as I mentioned. That's SOTA, SOTA.com, Canadian company. High Performance Habits by Brendan Burchard, and my own bestseller, The Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the World. These high performance sessions that we do every month, they're not in the book, High Performance Habits, they're not. But it's just a great background read. Okay, so as I say, we're going to go to questions and answers. Your opportunity to ask me anything. So I'm going to go that way. Switch off this video camera, going to be silence for a moment, black screen, and then suddenly my computer video camera, my webcam will spring to life. So see you in 1 second. Just stand by. Okay, I hope you found that helpful. First thing I need to do is share the slides. 1 second. Slides, files, share. Hopefully, I have a little monitor to my side here and I can see if that's the slides are there. Yeah, just tap hover your mouse over where it says slides in the middle of the screen and tap the download button and you'll be able to download all the slides. So question from Frank. Actually, before we get onto that, just going to refresh the screen, just make sure I see all the questions. Yep, there's about 4 or 5 in there. It's never too late to ask a question. And by the way, look, if you're watching the replay, no problem. Ask me a question afterwards. You can do that in our private Facebook group, or you can just shoot me an email and I will definitely respond to you. So first of all, question from Frank. And Frank says, thanks for the session today. Fascinating, particularly the mind machine section. Are there any dangers in using any of these technologies? Well, Frank, no, except I did mention, I don't know when you joined the call, but as I mentioned, if you suffer from photosensitive epilepsy, you can't use the light and sound machines because flashing lights can stimulate seizures, and we certainly don't want that. But, you know, I suppose really, if you're taking up any new type of routine, physical or mental, it's always a good idea to have a chat with your doctor if you're not sure. But for most people, these things are really safe, really safe. I've been experimenting with these for decades and just fascinating what modern technology can do for our mind and
reaching all these amazing brain states. So I hope that helps, Frank. Question from Billy. I live in France and want to experiment with these light and sound machines. Are they available outside the US? Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I don't live in the US. I'm in Ireland. And I've ordered several of them from the US, but in more latter years, I've been getting just on Amazon, amazon.co.uk or amazon.fr if you're in France. And yeah, I mean, you can just, they're really common now. Not like back in the 1990s when they came on the market at first. It was only one or two distributors, so probably in the entire world. So you can get them anywhere. But check on Amazon, first of all. Or I mentioned in the resources, I think it's mindplace.com, one of the manufacturers, very good machines there. I hope that helps, Frank. Question from Martin. Hello, Martin. What is best, affirmations or hypnosis? Honestly, both. Both. I mean, the more impressions you can make on your subconscious mind, the better, really. I love self-hypnosis. As I say, it's just so enjoyable. You feel really refreshed and really relaxed after it. And you can embed into your subconscious mind all sorts of commands. But affirmations are great as well. So I would certainly do both. The more impressions you can make on your subconscious mind, the better. Emotionally, repeated words, repeated thoughts, repeated visualizations. So use them all. Okay, I hope that helps. There are self hypnosis tracks in the the resources section, or maybe it's the bonuses section of the membership site. I think there's several, about three. I think there's three hypnosis recordings. There's also the subliminal software which you can install on your Mac or your PC. Question from Mary. Hello, Mary. When will your new goal hacking course be available to Ultimate Success Club members? I'd really love to have access to this. Well, it actually isn't so new now. It's almost a year old, actually. And it's available to Ultimate Success Club members 10 months into your membership. Normally, it's, $497? The full price is $997, but I have it on special offer quite frequently for $497. But you get it on the 10th month. So when you log in to the members area during your 10th month, or just after the 10th month, you'll just see it there. You'll get an email saying it's available, and you can log in and do the entire course. I'm really proud of it. It's some of my best work. It's some of my best work. And no matter how big your goals are, if you want to achieve them more easily and faster, this will really help you. It'll help you enormously. For new members, you may or may not be aware of this, because sometimes some people don't fully read the sales page. But every month you get a new course from me. Some of them I've created myself. Some of them have been created by friends. And some of them are like Think and Grow Rich, have been around forever. The first month after the first 30 days, you get access to the Millionaire Mind Secrets, which is my wealth training program, or what would you say, wealth mindset training program. Then the next one is the audiobook. This is, I think, 60 days in, you get an audiobook of The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles, which is all about gratitude. Okay. And then there's the ultimate upgrade, which is a companion to the Millionaire Mind Secrets. It's lots of subliminal programs and hypnosis recordings and all sorts of goodies, you might say, that will help you really bombard your subconscious mind with positive affirmations. And then there is the 30-day success formula. It's my audio program. It's a 6-CD audio program. You get the downloadable version of that. And then I think it's the following month, you get Finding Your Purpose. It's Well, 40 years of my research into the evidence for life after death and finding your purpose is so important. When you're clear on why you're here, it gives impetus and energy into all that you do. So I'm very proud of that. It's an audiobook I created back, I think, 2000, 2001, a long time ago. But it helps people to a very deep level. And then there is the Master Key System, which is by Charles F. Hanel. It's about 100 years old. It's an audio version of his entire, I think it's a six-week course. And then there's also Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, one of the best books ever written. It's still today, it's a bestseller. And, you know, no matter if you want to have an amazing life, you've got to read Think and Grow Rich. But I got a voiceover artist some years ago to narrate the entire book. I think it's 16 hours long. It's amazing. Listen to it in the car when you're in your car or you're going for a jog. It's just wonderful. And then there's a few other courses. But goal hacking is 10 months in. So look, I hope that's helped. I'm going to check again, see if there's any more questions. That's it. Okay, great. So thanks so much for joining me today. And I hope you've enjoyed it. I will see you again next year. Have a wonderful, or next year, next month. Have a wonderful month ahead. Bye.